Welcome to our Ignite Your Purpose show, Max and myself, episode 172. We did two shows yesterday, had a little interruption, but we got there. Today, we are going to talk about how the mind affects the body. But first, Max will tell you who we are, what we do, and some stuff.
Today's show, I think, is going to be called Fear and Love, something like that. But we are the Ignite Your Purpose show, the podcast, the vlog, where these two sexy gentlemen talk from across the seas. And we talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It is a mix of the mental, physical, and spiritual knowledge. What we like to call that mind, that body, and that soul trifecta. And every day, at its base form, we're trying to be a little bit better than we were yesterday. We call that negative to positive. John's been reading and listening to some podcasts as he's been riding his bike for hours on hours, training for the next Ironman, whatever the hell he's doing with the Ironman. So John wants to kind of talk to us about the way thoughts affect our mind, body, soul.
Something like that, yeah. I do not profess to be a master in any way, shape, or form, but the master is always the student. We can always sit down and learn more. And the day we think we know it all is the day I think we get toppled off the off the castle if we put ourselves up as that kind of unquestionable font of knowledge. So to the show today, they were talking about we are made up of about 50 billion cells, and whereas the general consensus through society is that we behave and we grow and we are healthy or unhealthy because of our genes. The belief now is it's actually not because of that. Maybe 10% of the population is they were born with a certain gene missing or an extra gene, but ultimately it is the environment in which we place ourselves that affects the expression of these genes. Now, beyond that, and this is the thing that blew my mind today, and I'd heard it, but I've not really delved deep, got into the weeds, is that how we think controls everything that goes on down here. And before I go any deeper, have you got any sort of knowledge of this? Is this all new, or am I going to be talking to the converted?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh man, I love it. I'm going through this right now. I told you I've had a couple meetings this week with, you know who, and yeah. So this is perfectly on point for me. So keep talking.
Okay. So, and I am I'm not a GP. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a physician. I'm not a doctor. So I paraphrase big start. I will probably tear this apart, but as I understand it, the environment within our body is, for which these 50 trillion cells live, is our blood. So that's the environment, and the brain is the controlling device. So whatever goes on up here affects all of these individual 50 trillion cells that express themselves in different ways. And so if we are living in an environment of fear, let's call that stress, we are 24/7, 365 stress these days, and so we are producing these stress hormones, which are, some of them are cortisone, norepinephrine. I've had to write that down. Norepinephrine, the inflammation agents called cytokines, and within this we cause a really toxic environment within our bodies. The digestive system shuts down, creates more inflammation, and that drives toxicity within the body. And that ultimately leads to all of these, or contributes to a number of these, the lifestyle diseases that many of us suffer from. The stress, the fight or flight, it was supposed to be short term. You run away, the lion is gone, or the guy who's throwing his spear at you has disappeared. You can stop, your body resets, and then we start to process and function as normal. But because we're in this 24/7, we're in this environment where the digestive system just shuts down. All the energy then goes to the arms and legs to fight for a short period of time or to run away. Now, when this digestive system shuts down, the whole body shuts down. We put on weight. we get ill, we get overweight and all that kind of stuff. The flip side to that is if we experience love, and when you see two people who are in love, these people glow. And then you've got the dopamine, the oxytocins, all of these different pleasure hormones flying around because we are thinking. And so the scientists and the brain boxes, and I could list them out, but I won't. I'll put them in the notes. The understanding is that we can control how sick or how well, how happy or how unhappy we are. And there you go. I've completely mushed it up. I've simplified it to the most simplified version. But I found it fascinating, and it motivated me to ask more questions, to dig deeper, because wouldn't we all like to be happier and healthier and more one with society? So, Max, I've rambled for freaking ages, as always.
I love
you're
it.
Gonna put it all together. You're going to give the listeners that value and that takeaway in that little pocket, that bite-sized chunk.
I will definitely tell you this, you know, easier said than done, because I'm in this for a hot minute and I am just starting to scratch the surface on that. Now, there's a lot of things you said there. The one thing is, if we can think of that movie, The Matrix, I keep bringing this up, but think about that. If this is a body, which obviously it is, but if this is a robot and you have 50 billion zillion cells in there, if those cells are thinking a certain way, that shit's getting put back up into your brain, right? Because we know how the electricity and the electrons and artwork, that is actually controlling us. They control us. The I can never say that word.
Microbiome.
There you go. The gut biome. The inside controls us. So if it's polluted and toxic and yada, 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 think about how that'll work. And if it's filled with love, joy, hope, aspirations, think about how that'll work.
Yeah.
John also mentioned love, and this is the truth. This is what I am trying to learn, because I think most of us have been taught about this Hollywood love, right? Which means, you know, if you do that for me, then I will love you. But truthfully, when we get to our truest point of unconditional love, it does not matter what anybody else is doing. You are just in that. That is a state. I'm not there all the time. I can guarantee you that. Oh, it is far from easy. But what I was told the other day in one of my little powwow meetings we had was that if I hold on to these fears, and these fears are attached to programs, and we can go back into my youth and back into being an immigrant and back to how, you know, when we came over, we had nothing, so you better work to. So all these fears that I have are actually roadblocks from allowing me to experience what the universe wants to provide for me. So we are actually putting up these energetic blocks to actually accepting what could possibly or potentially be there for us by being in fear and not Hollywood love, but actually experiencing unconditional love, which means to trust, which means a whole lot of other things. But you nailed some of those things on the head, John, and it's a work in progress for me every day right now, because it's something I'm actually focusing on. So I'm pretty stoked that you actually mentioned that, because it's a huge roadblock for me in my life right now.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately for me, I'm kind of looking a little bit more right-sided. You're kind of a bit more left, and I'm certainly trying to get to your side of the street, but the big takeaway from me is fear, which is stress, it's all the same thing. It inhibits the immune system. The immune system takes so much energy, which is why when everybody's sick, when your dog's sick, it goes and lies in the corner, it might drink some water, but it just kind of lies there because the immune system's working so hard to fight off the disease. Same when you and I are, we go and lie on the couch, put on the Bluetooth, and we just, well, I don't get ill. But the majority of people, but the more stress that we have, the more compromised the immune system, the less well we become. And so therefore, the less we're able to experience this thing, this beautiful planet that we have, that is, it is life. And so the more we can tune into the positive, the happy, the more we switch off the media, we switch off the radio, we switch off the TV. You know, not 24/7, we can all watch a bit, but the news and all the bullshit that goes along with it, the more we create the control up here, the control of our happiness, we don't get driven and dragged down to society. I'm going to quote something. I saw this earlier. It was so cool. I took a picture of it. There was a British politician in the, I want to say the 80s. I remember hearing his name, so it might have been late 70s, early 80s. Show my age now. And this guy said, his name is Tony Benn. And I think he was Labour, which is a bit more left than right, but I might have that completely wrong. He might be right, not left. He was a politician. And he said, governments do not want a healthy, intelligent population because they are difficult to control.
Boom.
And so the more freaking trivia that's fed down the boob tube, and the better. 9/11, I think for 3 days, President Bush just, and this is also from the same show I was watching, he said, fear, 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 for 3 days after 9/11. On the fourth day, he was saying, America's back in business because the whole country shut down, not only physically and emotionally, but the infrastructure, which is a living
world
itself. So there you go. Man, we've touched on the weird, the wonderful today. So
I'll hit this to leave. You know, John talks about all the systems within the systems of our body. He was talking about the immune system and how much power and energy that takes, which is so true. But we are completely leaving out that the oxygen in our body is 90% taken up by our brain. Meaning if we're always on, which John was talking about, that low level stress, which is always there. Shit, I got to pay the bills. I got to pay the taxes. I got to go to work. I got to get the da-da-da. I got to get my kids here. I got to da-da. All these things we got to do.
And we're not
breathing correctly. Yeah, and so I'm just saying, being in that stressful state, although it's killing our inside body too, it's using the brain, which then doesn't allow you to actually look at things from a different point of view, to experience, to, yeah. So it adds the weight, it adds more stress, it adds age, it can benefit us in creating a spite for disease, so many things. So we got to step back and come back to that place of trust and love, you know, get out of fear, because John just hit it on, we need to be in fear for somebody else to control us. That's it, because then we can't help ourselves, so we look for the boogeyman to either protect us or whatever, right? So,
just trying to pull this back all into a nice simple takeaway. And Max did it perfectly there, talking about oxygen and the oxygen to the brain. Now, 99% of the planet may breathe incorrectly because of this stress state. We all breathe up here and we don't breathe down into the diaphragm where we should now. There are two people you can look up, and you look at their different techniques. This guy, Patrick McCowan, the Oxygen Advantage. I'll have to see this guy in a couple of weeks to be taught how to rebreathe again and to use sort of breathing techniques for sports performance. But it's about breathing in through the nose. It's all about the breathing through the nose. This is one third of our nose, this bit. And I know mine is slightly bigger than most, and he said about breathing in through the nose and out through the nose, and I'll put the link onto the book on the show. The other guy, who's an absolute legend, is Wim Hof. I saw him again today, and he says, I don't care, get it in through any orifice you can, breathe it, get in there, oxygenate the body, get this oxygen to the cells, and you will heal. And he's done some freaking incredible things. So they're the probably two takeaways. If all you can do in the morning is sit for 2 minutes, breathing in and out, you know, as you sat at the traffic lights, you're waiting and you're thinking about a meeting or an email, just sit and concentrate on the breathing. If you're out running, just try to do 2 or 3 minutes, breathing through the nose, and it will transform how your body functions when you get the oxygen around there. Because we live very long without it.
On that note, John, right there, for anybody who listened to the show and wants to see what we just said put into action. Wim Hof has put it into action. They've put him, they put E. coli in his body. I mean, you can do the see what he's done with simply breathing techniques and thought.
Yeah.
It, absolutely amazing. Stunning.
Yeah. Running up and down mountains in a pair of shorts, which sounds bonkers, but the fact that he can control his body temperature, you know, plunged in icy water for 2 hours at a time and his core temperature stays the same. So too much now. We will put the links in the show. Check them out. Let us know what you think. But apart from that, thanks for tuning in again. We will see you on the next episode of the Ignite Your Purpose podcast. Like, follow, all that jazz. We're just going to keep doing it until you guys say stop or don't know, whatever. Max, say goodbye.
People, Wim Hof, if one thing is there, if you want to go from that negative to positive, that man has done things with simply his mind. So stating that, it's all in our mind, people. Learn to believe in yourself first and foremost and try at some point to get to that place of ultimate love. I'm trying to get there, and hopefully just keep on this journey with us, and we'll be there together.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.